You're tuned in to The Playlist, exclusively on EnterTheShell.com and all along the Enter the Shell podcast network.
Heard the song Losing Myself by All Mankind, which you can find on their website, allmankind.com. Welcome into the playlist coming up later in the program. Very excited as we are traveling to Chicago, and we will be meeting with Sam Vaccari, and it's going to be a good time. Before we get into that, though, I want to play a band by the name of Loves It with their song Wild. But for more information on the band, visit them at lovesitmusic.net.
Come on. Sam Kapari. I'm going to be talking with Turtles. This is Micron Heart Explosion.
I knew that this would happen. I hate being right. I can feel you stopping. I hate being right.
Sam Vakari. Sam, what's up, man?
Hey, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling a little special. I must say, right now are in a car and you're pulled over. Are you on the freeway? Or I'm sorry, you're in the Midwest, so do they call that the expressway?
Well, I'm in Chicago, and I just pulled over. I was on my way home from work and pulled over on Ashland Avenue right near kind of on the north side of Chicago. So, it's a beautiful day. And, I'm happy to be talking to you.
Great. Now, we just heard your song, Heart Explosion, which coincidentally is the name of your new album, Heart Explosion. Tell me about putting together the name of the album, because that's always tricky, you know, and since you named it after a song, was that coincidence?
Oddly enough, one thing I do remember about that was when we were getting ready to record the record, my original idea was to call the album Heart Attack. And there's actually a line in the first song, What's Around You, which is the first song on the album. There's a line in the song that refers to heart attack, and that's what I was going to call it. But when we were recording the album, when we finished that song, you know, we thought it would make a really good title track. And we thought, you know, the words and the song itself just kind of summed up kind of the whole feeling and kind of the whole message of the record. So that's kind of how that came about.
Right, samvakari.com. That's where you can go. And we are extremely lucky enough to be previewing this album. So getting a lot of buzz. I've been reading about it and what people are saying on the internet. And one of the cool things that I like, and I you know, I went and I kind of stalked you, and I went to your Facebook. And the one of the funniest things was I went there, and on the bios, you put that bios are hard to write. And I started thinking about that and how right you were about that. Because when you write things down on paper, or in this case, you know, on the internet, you know, we all want to believe that it's true. And it's like, okay, how do I show myself in the right light and yet still keep a sincerity about me without being too overwhelming about how awesome I really am, you know?
Yeah, I know. Bios, I sometimes when you read them, like, I like bios that are really short and simple, and you know, the main things I want to know are like maybe where a band is from, how long they've been together. A lot of times they'll mention who they've played with. That's always kind of fun to know. But you know, if you go too far into like how you've evolved and things like that, or you know, sometimes it could be a little, it could start to get a little bit long-winded, I suppose. But I definitely applaud that. A lot of bands, you know, are really good at selling themselves through words, and I definitely applaud bands who can do that. But I guess I have to work on it maybe a little bit.
Maybe what you should do is develop some sort of song that, like, you know, is your bio, and say, well, if you ever wanted to know kind of about me, listen to this song, and that's kind of, you know, an accurate bio of who I am, since you are, a songwriter. I think that would be a lot easier, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I can think about that, yeah.
And speaking of writing, I actually went and I saw this demo that you just released, and it was called Pacific Northwesterner. I really like that song. It was fun. Do you have any inclinations of actually going into a studio and putting that out, or is that just meant kind of to be meant in demo form? Which I always love demo forms because they're so real.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something I've just kind of recently gotten into. I'm starting to work on the next record right now, and I don't know a whole lot, unfortunately, about, you know, home recording and Pro Tools and things like that. So that demo that was up, that I put up actually on Facebook, it was just, you know, it was just an iMac, like a video of myself playing it. And we actually did, I recorded it in a studio a few weeks ago. And the plan right now is sometime within the next couple months, I'm going to go ahead and release it just as a free single to download online. And so that'll be coming out relatively soon, and it'll be totally free. And that song, right now I'm planning on also recording it for the next record as well.
I want to talk to you about your next record. Do you think it's already too soon to be thinking about that, since you are still promoting your new album, Heart Explosion?
Sometimes. I was on tour for Heart Explosion quite a bit over the summer, and I definitely feel like there's a lot more I would like to do with it. And, you know, it's, of course, I'd like to play behind it definitely a little bit more. As far as too soon to think about it, even though Heart Explosion just came out this summer, I actually finished it in March of 2012. So it's been done for quite a while now. So, and I was playing a lot of the songs off of it way before I was thinking about how to release it, because I really wasn't sure. Right when I finished it, I really wasn't sure how I was going to release it, or if anyone was going to release it or anything like that. So I am kind of slowly but surely starting to think about the next record, and hopefully going to start recording it maybe this February, perhaps, this coming January, February, and hopefully it'll be out by next summer.
Yeah, good luck with that. Want to talk to you a little bit more about Heart Explosion. I saw that people from Japan and England have been emailing you, asking you for these hard copies. Two things. Is it more expensive to ship out a physical copy? Are you losing money by doing that? And secondly, you know, all these people from Japan and all these, you know, far off places, are you finding out how people are finding out about you and stumbling on you from such a far place?
I would imagine that a lot of the people from who I got emails from England, from Japan, I know that a lot of them found out just through the internet, through some of the reviews and the write ups that the record's gotten, which I'm really excited for. And as far as shipping it out, it can definitely be a little bit pricey, and it's also a little bit risky, because like when you're shipping records, you know, USPS across the country, it's like there's really no guarantee that they're going to get there, you know. And so luckily they did get there. And I guess if anything, I mean, it is a little expensive to do it, to ship records off to Japan and Canada and England. But I mean, when I get emails from people like from London, you know, asking for a copy of it, it's just so exciting and humbling. And So a lot of times I don't even charge him for it. I just send it to him because, you know, it just makes me so happy that people are hearing it out there. So far, you know, I haven't gotten, like, you know, so far anyone that's emailed me from another country, since it's not available there, I just go ahead and send it to them for free. So that's what I do.
Cool. Are you including anything else in this package? Since, I mean, you are sending it off. Like, anytime somebody sends me something or requests something, I always throw in just a little extra in there, just as a, like, you know, like, I actually touched this, you know what I mean? And
yeah, usually what I have been doing is I'll also throw in a copy of my first album, which is called Keep Careful. And that came out in 2010. So far, everyone who's, you know, requested a copy in the mail of Heart Explosion, I also send them that.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Any stickers or anything like that?
No stickers, but, you know, that's definitely something. That's actually a pretty good idea. It's something I'd like to... Maybe that's something I should include in there. Yeah.
If I could just make one more observation or idea for you with the stickers, like with me, I always make the stickers like really long. So like if people don't use them for, you know, sticking, at least they can use them for like a bookmarker or something, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now what we're going to do is we are going to take another break as you are letting us preview Heart Explosion, all this thanks to Sam Vaccari, which you can find on his website, samvaccari.com. And let's see what song we are going to hear. I got to peruse your album, which made it even harder to pick which songs. Usually I tell the artists, like, just tell me what songs, because sometimes it's so hard to find out, like I'm like, I like this song, but I like this song too. And it's, I don't know, it was tough. But I want to play you the beginning song, because I think, you know, I like all your songs. There's two songs that for me stood out. And this was one of them. This is What's Around You, perhaps my favorite song on the album. It's tied. I'll tell you the second one. But first, we're going to hear What's Around You. And then we're going to have more with my guest, Sam Vaccari, right here on The Playlist.
If you like what you're listening to, please find out more and visit samvaccari.com. Thank you very much.
drag. I'm lonely, I'm waiting for the phone to ring. Please don't say, it all depends on how you're feeling when your evening ends. I'm lonely, I'm waiting for the phone to ring. I'm waiting for the phone to ring. I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
Just heard Waiting for the Phone to Ring, and still with me is my guest Sam Vaccari. Was listening to that song, and it's so funny, the notion of waiting for a phone to ring, because in this society, you know, we are people that are now texters. You know, rarely is the phone ever ringing. And I want to know, like, you know, are you doing anything to change that? Me, I'm trying to change that, just because, and I talked about this in a show previous to this, which is sometimes texts are just getting so long. It's like, dude, you might as well just call me. You know, it's worth more to call than to text.
I was just joking with one of my friends yesterday, because one person in particular is my mom. And I feel like a lot of people have, you know, really funny stories about, you know, getting text messages from one of their parents, because, like, perhaps their parents are kind of still, you know, kind of getting used to texting. And whenever I get a text from my mom, it's huge. I mean, it's longer than an average email. So, I mean, rather than attempting to respond with a text and answer all, I always just wind up calling her instead. And she's my mom, so I'd rather talk to her than text her, you know.
That's always a great point. Wanted to know if, since you're in Chicago, is it already snowing out there?
It is not snowing yet, luckily. It's actually, it's really nice out today. You know, we're starting to see the first signs of fall, which is always really, I guess, you know, wherever you live in the Midwest, I mean, you have that long, kind of a long summer, and it gets really hot and humid, and then when you start to see the first signs of, you know, fall, like cool afternoons and the leaves changing, and of you know, pumpkin flavors, various pumpkin flavored things. It's always really, you know, welcoming and inviting, and, you know, I love the fall, so I'm getting pretty excited for it.
It's so funny. So many people like to drink pumpkin, and I'm the exact opposite, where it's like, I don't like to, you know, drink pumpkin. I like to eat it. You know, I'm a big fan of pumpkin pie, and
absolutely,
right, with tons of, like, whipped cream. It's just heaven. You know?
Yeah. And, absolutely. Yep.
And I'm a fan of pumpkin seeds. You know, like, a lot of people are fans of sunflower seeds. I'm the opposite. It's like, I wish pumpkin seeds, well, actually, I'm glad now pumpkin seeds are becoming more affluent in our society, and you can get them now. It's not no longer kind of a seasonal thing. So I'm extremely happy about that.
Yeah. One of my roommates actually just the other night, you know, roasted up some pumpkin seeds on a pan, and they're delicious. I mean, I haven't had them for forever, since I was very young. So I loved them. It was great.
Yeah, eat a couple for me, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Now, me and you share something extremely in common, and that is we both drink wine. I recently departed from wine for about, I want to say, 6-7 months. I pretty much stopped drinking it. I don't even know why. I think I just ran out of money to buy wine. And which is funny because, like, I'm a big proponent of, like, two-buck chuck and stuff, but there's not, like, a Trader Joe's around. So when I just drink it whenever it's kind of by me. And I go to a lot of places that don't serve wine, which is ironic. You know, I end up drinking gin. But I want to know what your favorite flavor of wine is.
I'm definitely, with a lot of things, with coffee, with my coffee and with my wine and with, like, the beers that I like. I like really robust, like, strong flavors. And as far as, like, as a drinker, I don't like a lot of sugar. So, I mean, I feel like Pinot Noirs tend to be, like, a little fruitier and a little sweeter. So I'm definitely, I'm more of, like, a Cabernet person. I mean, I like to find things that, you know, as dark as I can. So, I'm definitely more of a red person. But, you know, of course, in the summer, a glass of white, you know, can, you know, taste good chilled. So that's always nice, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the same boat. I'm a cab drinker as well. And it pisses me off because the only place that I go to drink, because I'm very regimented and very monogamous with where I drink and stuff, and the place that they go, they only serve Merlot, and I've been, like, campaigning for, like, a month now to try to get them to switch over to at least Cabernet. It's not working, needless to say. But eventually I'll get my cab in there.
Hopefully.
I'm not trying to downplay Merlot or anything like that, but there's something just so awesome about a good cab, you know, while you're watching the game. Lastly, I found this extremely interesting about you, and that is that you live, I believe, with three girls in an apartment. Is that correct?
I sure do. Yep.
Well, is this like a Three's Company thing where just, like, hilarious situations and misunderstandings ensue all the time?
There is certainly never a dull moment. I mean, I'm just kind of used to living. Well, with me, I grew up with three sisters. I didn't grow up with any brothers, so I'm used to, you know, being in a house full of women all the time. And I had to move over the summer, and a friend of mine, kind of like friend of a friend, who just found out that I needed a place, and so I wound up with living in this. It's a two flat, you know, four bedroom in Humboldt Park in Chicago, and I live with three girls, and they're all, you know, super sweet and really nice, and, you know, I get to meet, you know, a lot of their friends, and, you know, I like I mentioned, I grew up with three girls, so it's not a big deal for me if I walk into the living room and there's, like, a bra laying on the floor. Like, I don't get all weird about it or start to hyperventilate or anything. It's just kind of, it's like, oh, it's a bra, you know? So, I mean, so I love them and they're great. And it's, you know, it's, you know, I'm going to see them all later tonight. So I'm always excited, you know, to go home and hang out with them. So,
right. What do you do for some male testosterone, you know? Do you do anything crazy?
As far as, like, I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know. Like, a lot of times, you know, they'll just kind of, like, we're all just such good friends. And you know, I look at them as, like, sisters. And so, we'll just, when I get home, it's always nice to kind of, you know, like, a lot of times when you have a roommate, just when you get home from work or whatever, it's always just nice to have someone there, and it's always good. I mean, since I grew up with all women, you know, I'm a very firm believer that it's always good to have, like, a perspective on things, and so it's really nice to have them around for that type of thing, and so hopefully, you know, it's a lot of fun. I like being there.
I was gonna say maybe your idea of getting some, you know, male influence is The Sopranos. I saw that you believe that The Sopranos is the best TV theme song ever. And closely you said was the Golden Girls theme, but I love the Golden Girls theme. I think that song is way better, you know?
I do love the Golden Girls theme. We actually, our new thing to do on the weekends, we've been marathoning the Golden Girls DVD box sets, and so it's, you know, it's pretty funny to like come home from wherever I am, and there all three of them are like sitting in the living room watching Golden Girls. So I mean, it is what I agree with you. It's one of the best theme songs of all time. So
yeah, I will say this. I'm getting a little bit more concerned about you. Can you at least watch some football or you know, eat something with extra meat?
Yeah, I mean, I do love. I mean, I'll eat pretty much anything. You know, I have a lot of in Chicago. You know, you meet a lot of people who, you know, go by vegan diets. But you know, there's nothing better. You know, I'm very Midwesterner, and you know, there's nothing better than like a bratwurst, and I do enjoy my, you know, my beer and things like that. And I mean, The Sopranos is a pretty manly show, I feel like, and you know, Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation is like one of my all time favorite people, and I feel like he's like one of the ultimate men. So I guess I get like a little bit of, you know, both the male and the female, you know, influence. So hopefully things will work out okay.
I hope so too. Now I did tease this a little bit. Now this, I believe, is my favorite song from the album. Granted, you know, I did love What's Around You, and I love that it opened up the album. But for me, it was Buildings, Bridges. I really liked that song.
Thank you.
Yeah, partly because what I liked was it was just a very simple song, and then there was the harmonica aspect of it. And was that you playing harmonica at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not at the same time. We recorded it later, but yeah, I did it. Yep.
Yeah, I really liked that song. I don't know. There was just something about that just I was just drawn to it. So that's the
Thank
song.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
that's
you very much.
That's the song that we are going to end with. But I do want to mention one more time to go check out Sam at samvicari.com and go ahead and get his new album, Heart Explosion. And we leave you now with Buildings, Bridges.
Sure, we can meet in the middle.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.